classes of the neighbor. I was a sojourner, and you gathered me in. Day 1. A spiritual sojourner is one who seeks instruction. The internal sense of a sojourner in the Word. Psalm 39, verse 12. Hear my prayer, Yehovah, and give ear to my outcry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a sojourner with thee, a lodger, as all my fathers were. Arcana 14:63. That to sojourn means to be instructed is evident from the signification of sojourning in the Word, as being to be instructed. And for the reason that sojourning and migration, or proceeding from place to place, is in heaven nothing but change of state. And therefore, whenever traveling, sojourning, and passing from place to place occur in the Word, nothing else is suggested to the angels than such change of state as exists with them. There are changes of state of both the thoughts and the affections. Changes of the state of the thoughts are knowledges, and in the world of spirits, these changes are presented by means of instruction. This also was the reason why the men of the most ancient church, having communication with the angelic heaven, by sojourning, perceived nothing else than being instructed. Sojourning also has nearly the same signification as journeying and dwelling. By journeying are signified the arrangements and order of life, and by dwelling is signified to live. On this account, the land of Canaan is called the land of the sojournings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Arcana 20:25. As a man acquires life to himself, especially by means of instruction in memory knowledges, in doctrinal matters, and in the knowledges of faith, therefore, sojourning signifies the life acquired in this way. Arcana Celestia 8007. And when a sojourner shall sojourn with thee, that this signifies those who have been instructed in the truth and the good of the church and have received them, is evident from the signification of a sojourner as being those who are being instructed and were receiving the statutes and laws of the church. It is said, when he shall sojourn with thee, because by sojourning is signified to be instructed and to live. Thus, by sojourners, sojourning with them are signified not only those who were being instructed in the truth and the good of the church and were receiving them, but also those who were living according to them. Sojourning in the Spiritual World, Heaven and Hell 197. It follows from this that in the Word, places and spaces, and all things that in any way relate to space, signify such things as relate to states, such as distances, near, far off, ways, journeys, sojourning, miles and furlongs, plains, fields, gardens, cities and streets, movements, measures of various kinds, long, broad, high and deep, and innumerable other things. For most things in man's thought from the world take on something from space and time. Arcana 13:77. Then in the world of spirits, place, change of place, and distance are an appearance, has been made evident from the fact that all souls and spirits, whatever, who have existed from the first creation, appear constantly in their own places, and never change their places except when their state is changed, and that as their state is changed, so are the places and distances with them varied. But as everyone has a governing general state, and as the particular and individual changes of state have regard to the general state, therefore After these changes, all return to their own situation. Questions. Are we spiritual sojourners? Are we searching for instruction on how to live our lives? What are we sojourning for? What kinds of questions do we have about how to live? What land are we sojourning in? Are we looking to the Lord and His Word for instruction on how to live our lives? Where are we dwelling spiritually? Are we living according to what we are learning? We read in Arcana 1377 that in the other world, spirits never change their places except when their state is changed, and that as their state is changed, so are the places and distances with them varied. How does this relate to our understanding of what it means to be a spiritual sojourner? How do we identify other sojourners?